Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I know what you guys are thinking. Mike, where's the Merriam-Webster word of the day? But fear not. Turns out we're actually going to have a little bit more fun today.
The men's room top 10. Oh, you know, when you say fun, I don't believe it.
The men's room top 10.
Oh, it's all fun. So good news, boys. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has just added a whole slew of new words. In fact, they've added 5,000 new terms, so I'm going to give you
guys
10.
They've added 5,000 new words.
That's correct.
I thought it was just the collegian one.
Collegian?
Yes.
Collegiate.
Yeah, no, collegiate. The collegiate dictionary. You're right.
The collegian dictionary.
Oh, I thought you were saying the word.
Okay. College people know more words. It's kind of like the Hawaiian alphabet.
Was it 14 letters, I think?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not positive. I don't know. I'm talking up my butt again. Anyway, so I've chosen. We've got 10 here. Luckily, we have 10. And so we are actually going to play 10 rounds of the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Are you all ready?
I'm born ready, Mike.
Okay.
Yes. Here we go. Number 10 is a T word. T as in tax. That is a unit of measure for the calculating, for the calculating speed of a computer equal to 1 trillion floating point operations per second.
I only know this one because I was with you this morning when, because we had a side count. It's a, hold on, a tera or tetra? Is it a tetraflop?
Oh, you were right the first time. It teraflop. Is a teraflop.
Okay, but teraflop. Have we found out? So the only thing I asked Mike this morning with that, I said, all right, well, I've heard of like terabits. I guess that's like your memory.
Okay.
So what's the difference between a flip and a flop? So is a flop like the process of counting how many?
Well, what is the definition?
When my friend Tara gets hammered, she teraflops.
Is a singular floating point operation, a mathematical calculation involving decimal numbers. It's not going to be an easy
beyond
answer.
Me. Nothing that I'll ever know.
Okay. And use. No. At this point, we can say never mind.
All right. Number 9 is an S word for a sidelong glance or gaze, especially when expressing scorn, suspicion,
disapproval.
Side eye.
We got
curiosity.
That
well done, Ted. Side eye, the bombastic side eye. Okay.
Idiot.
Dogs do
this
that.
This one, yes, they do.
It's amazing. Oh, it's some of my favorite things, like when a dog gives you the side eye, you're like, are you listening? Are you pissed? What's going on?
You are judging me right now.
Yeah, what are you thinking? I want to know.
Especially if it's your dog. He's like, are you hearing this too?
Doesn't even turn the head. Right. Doesn't even turn the head to look at you. He's like, come on. It's a side eye, like, you're an idiot.
That's when I know I've drank too much, because then all of a sudden he starts giving me that side eye. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, but I'll be quiet.
Well, you also get the guilty side eye. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, you're looking at me even though your head is turned 180 degrees away from me. What have you done?
Don't look.
Number 8, an R word that is a romantic appeal or charm. An R
Riz.
Word. Oh, Ted, you nailed it.
Oh, well done, nice.
Buddy. Ted's got it. Ted's on a roll over here.
How is the Riz? Okay. Though? I haven't seen him lately.
Bigger.
Oh,
I hope that kid's okay.
Next one is a P word, which is a distinctive, earthy, usually pleasant odor that is associated with rainfall, especially when following.
This is already a word. Petrichor, whatever it says.
Petrichor, you nailed it, yes.
Yeah, that's been a word.
Damn, girl, you smell like petrichor.
Well, it's like after it rains and everyone goes outside and says they love that smell.
Yeah.
That's petrichor, essentially. I thought that was a word already.
Oh, and
Fremont,
that's the smell of urine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does depend on where you're at for that fresh.
That
it
sure does. Yeah. I mean, because, man, it was a dry spell. That we have like 3 or 4 weeks of just dryness. We had one overnight of rain.
And you just woke up.
And you walk outside, and you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's a lot of pee.
All that pee. Mm-hmm.
It's just heavy.
Yeah. All that pee. All that pee.
Yeah, seriously.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
In rounds of the Merriam-Webster word of the day, next one is an L word, which is a person's characteristic means of showing love or care for another. Ted, you got this one, buddy.
An L word.
It's new.
An L word, yes, a new L word, which is a person's characteristic means of showing love or care for another. Sometimes it can be how you accept love or care from another.
Oh, I should know this.
You should. This is called somebody's love language.
Damn it.
Was that the word love language?
Love language?
Love language. So, okay. You know,
so
you'll hear this a lot.
Together.
You know, my love language is acts of service. So I show you my love by doing things for you, or somebody, they feel love the most when somebody's doing something for them.
Sheena's love language is a mouth hug.
Look, I'm going to sound.
Acts of service, yeah.
I'll just go ahead and sound sexist. I got too many of my male friends saying this to me.
What? Love language?
Well, my I'm love language you, is.
For real?
Like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
They actually say that.
Do you shush them?
No, I go,
That's the word. Shh. Don't talk to me like that.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Do you need a teddy bear? Do you need a teddy bear?
My
get you a
love
stuffed
language.
Animal? Should I give you a stuffed animal? Do you want to hold it?
Just say make me a sandwich.
My love language is you look nice.
Right. My love language is you in the kitchen.
Hey, believe it or not, there's a lot of cultures, man, where that is the language of love.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. It is.
If you cook for someone and you hook them up, man, that goes a long way. If someone cooks me a home-cooked meal, I am really appreciative. I'm like, because normally I'm the one cooking. So if you're going to cook something for me, I'm like, man, thank you.
Next one is an H word, which is a firm refusal or rejection of something, such as an offer.
Hell no.
H word. It is a two-worded phrase.
Oh.
Hell nah.
Hater. No.
How about HP? I'll give you that. A firm refusal or rejection of something, such as an offer. People are saying that, nah, man, that's a hard pass for me.
Oh, hard no?
Hard pass. All right.
That's a no for me, dog.
A D word, stop it, a cell phone that does not include advanced software features such
dumb
as
phone.
Email or internet browser. Yes, a dumb phone. Well done.
Also known as a phone.
Right. An F word.
Huh?
Careful. Involving or advocating the direct sale and distribution of food from its point of origin to customers.
Farm to table.
Arm to table. Yep. Well done.
AKA $21 cheeseburger.
Yes.
No kidding.
Thanks.
Facts.
I'd rather just not have it go there that quickly.
Yeah.
You could have like five middlemen. Just make it $10.
It's farm to table. God forbid you have a potato on this damn farm.
I don't care if you get off the exit and you stay there for a week.
Yeah.
Lower the price.
All right, next one. A D word, which is a physique regarded as typical of an... There you got it, dad bod. Well done, Miles. Of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular.
And not so a dad.
Yeah.
It's at least somewhat in shape. It's slightly overweight.
Oh, God.
You're not obese. You're not fit. That is basically how they define dad bod, right?
Correct.
You're not fat, but you're not in shape.
I think that, to me, a dad bod is you're still pretty fit. You just have a little pudge.
Right.
But you're not like
the
fat.
The beer belly.
Yeah.
You can still throw a spiral. You just, you know, you hang over the belt buckle a little bit more.
My dad used to call that Dunflop disease. My belly done flopped over my belt. Damn it. All right.
Dunflop.
People loved it.
Dunflop.
What was your one?
Oh, goodness gracious.
It was a booby.
Booby-doo.
Booby-doo.
Booby-doo. Her stomach sticks out more than her booby-doo. You haven't heard the booby-doo?
Booby-doo.
Yeah, booby-doo.
That is, oh, man.
It's like summer teeth, booby-doo. Yeah.
Booby-doo.
Booby-booby-doo.
Did they put that
Where
in there?
Where are you?
Did they put that in there, Mike?
Yeah.
Booby-doo?
Is booby-doo a word?
No, booby-doo is not
it
on there.
Be.
No.
It should be.
This one isn't a word so much as a phrase as my old man used to use to describe somebody. It's like, oh, man, she was 3 feet standing up or laying down.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
I always got a chuckle out of that one.
Yeah. Anyhow, though, your cousin loves her.
That's right. That's right.
She's a good
one.
But
I'll leave you with this last one. I'll leave you with this last word or phrase that's going into the collegiate dictionary. It is a B word. A B word, which is an extremely aggressive or energetic style or manner that somebody adopts temporarily to overpower an opponent in a fight or a competition.
Bitch slap.
A
beast mode. Bitch slap.
Beast mode. You got it.
Beast mode.
All
right, nice.
Beast mode is in the collegiate dictionary.
Good enough.
Thank you, Marshawn.
Right after boss.
I'm going with demon mode.
Demon mode?
Demon mode.
Yeah.
The hell is that?
I don't know, but I'm doing it.
Oh, all right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.